the X with OG at a Yankee game. Shit, I made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee can. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a... Well, good evening and welcome to episode 3 of The Rivalry.
3 already?
I am your host, Mr. Sears, a.k.a. Michael, with my longtime buddy,
Liam, a.k.a. O'Brien.
Ooh, a little backwards there. Little, I like that.
Yeah, you like that?
I like that. Oh, man, it's been a week, huh?
Sure has. Where the hell did we leave off? We recorded last Thursday.
Last Thursday.
While the Red Sox, right before the Red Sox played. So talk about that last Twins game. It wasn't really much to talk about. The Red Sox won 12-2. Offense broke out a little bit. Gave our boy Sale some runs as we always do. 3 in the second, 1 in the third, 5 run sixth inning. Love to see that. Sale also threw an immaculate inning in that game, tying Sandy Koufax for the most all time. Third one of his career.
That's fucking incredible.
That's insane. He's thrown the last 3 Red Sox immaculate innings. And the one before that was by Mr. Craig Kimbrell against the Brewers. Don't remember exactly what year that was, but I remember it happening.
This year. Yankees have had an immaculate inning, triple plays. It's so fucking weird, this Yankee team.
Yeah, that's the Yankees are doing it all over there. I don't. It makes no fucking sense. Honestly.
Liam, I think on what's today? September 2nd, we can officially say the AL East is closed.
Oh, I believe it. It is closed. I was never.
The Tampa Bay Rays have officially won the division.
Ever when the Red Sox lost the lead in the AL East and proceeded to shit the bed for the first 3 weeks of April or August, April. Wow, look at me. The first 3 weeks of April, they started to shit the bed. I was not too hopeful about the AL East. My goal now is catching the Yankees and having the wild card game be at home. Because I also think that as much as the A's want to say that they're in it, and the Mariners want to say that they're in it, even though I think they're pretenders. I don't think the Mariners and A's, I don't think will catch either the Red Sox or the Yankees. I think the wild card game for the first time ever will be Red Sox Yankees one game playoff.
Caught some of the Astros Mariner game the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the grand slam by Toro?
Oh, yes, I did. Off Kendall Graveman.
Won
that trade.
Yeah, it's incredible.
That was
hilarious to watch.
After everything that GM went through after he made that trade, the players almost had a fucking mutiny on him. And it ends up that the Mariners won it anyway. Abraham Toro has been absolutely unbelievable.
He's been lighting the ball up over there.
Yeah, he has.
He was a top prospect, no?
Yeah, he was.
That's incredible. They gave up him for... I think, what has he got, a year left, Graveman? He's a free agent at the end of the year.
Yeah, is he?
I think so.
And this is his only good year that he's ever pitched. So I think it was a little sell-high situation on him, and it worked out.
Worked out great.
Did.
And it backfired on the GM until now.
Well, we can talk about on that day that we recorded, Thursday, August 26th, right before the Red Sox game. Mr. Bobby Dalbec had himself a career night. 2 home runs, 7 RBIs. Come on now. I think Dalbec is going to be the player of the month.
In baseball?
Yeah. Or at least for the AL since they split it. But I think for all those MLB The Show players out there, he'll definitely have a player of the month card coming out with some great power.
Those cards are OP, some of those cards.
In Dalbec's last 7 games, I'm not gonna actually let me move over to his stat, more recent stats, because those stats were from Thursday. His last 7 games, batting 400 with 4 home runs, 9 RBIs. His last 30 games, he's batting 308 with 8 home runs and 25 RBIs. If that's the worst hitter in our lineup, doing something pretty good. The Red Sox are just starting to get there. I mean, they're not where they were at the beginning of the year, but they're warming back up again. They're not as shitty as they were in the beginning of August. They're starting to come around a little bit.
Yeah, they'll be a wild card team. The wild card in the AL East is closed up, I think.
I think so too. I think so too. I don't think they're getting caught.
I think the Yankees will host the playoff game. And that's my opinion. I don't think the Red Sox will catch up to them.
I mean, it's only two games.
Yes. And we play each other three times.
We do play each other again. So, I mean, never say never. The Red Sox will definitely catch up to the Yankees.
But I do believe
that's not out of question.
I do believe that the AL East is closed. The Tampa Bay Rays are your AL East division champs on September 2nd.
I believe so, too.
That team, it's crazy. Even with Tyler Glasnow on the IL the whole year.
It's insane. Tyler Glasnow on the IL and their payroll is absolutely nothing. It makes no sense.
And they got the best record in the AL.
Yeah. It makes no fucking sense. They don't lose. I think they lost like 4 or 5 games in August.
Yeah, they lost four games in August. The Mariners beat them twice.
the crazy part about it, they lost four games in August and actually lost two series.
Yeah.
Both those losses came in the same series.
Yep, it's crazy. Yeah, I think, what was it, two to Baltimore? No, they crushed the Baltimore.
It wasn't Baltimore, it was the Twins.
18-1.
It was the Twins and the Mariners that beat them in series.
That's exactly what you got to do to bad teams, beat them 18-1.
Oh, yeah. 18, yeah, of course.
That's what you got to do. I also think the AL Cy Young is closed as well today after last night's performance.
Talk about that.
After last night's performance.
I don't know.
I think the AL Cy Young race is closed.
You don't think Lance Lynn has a shot?
He's back on the IL.
Oh, is he? I didn't even see that.
He's on the IL.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to give Cole another.
Yeah, especially since Rodon isn't qualifying at the moment.
He's his last four starts, Kay said this last night, since he's come back for the COVID IL.
Yeah.
0.67 ERA. He's got a batting average against of like 198.
Okay.
And like he's got.
So what's his overall ERA?
His overall ERA is 2.73 on the year.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is not bad. He leads the league in strikeouts.
Yeah. He over Wheeler?
Oh, I don't know about the league.
Okay.
I should have said the AL. The AL. My bad. But he's just pitching his lights out.
Yeah.
Ever since he came back from COVID. The spider attack does not look like an issue. It looks like a story of the past for Mr. Garrett.
Yeah, I think his issue with spider attack is that when he was using it, he got more into like the power side of things, not pitching. And when he stopped using it, he kind of had to hit a little bumps in the road getting back to what he used to be. What he could have been if he didn't start in Pittsburgh, I should say. Because what the fuck was it with Pittsburgh? They wouldn't let him throw the high fastball or something like that?
I think so, yeah.
And then fucking sucked. Yeah, Pittsburgh is awful with pitchers.
If you think they could have had like a Detroit Tigers staff.
Oh, 100%.
Purcell, Verlander, Sanchez, and all them. And
Scherzer.
They just traded everybody away.
Yeah, who was it? Cole?
Musgrove.
Glasnow? Tyone?
Tyone, Glass. Musgrove, fuck it.
Their rotation studs. Would have been the best in baseball.
Yeah, they've had studs over the years, and they just don't know how to keep players.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or develop them. It's insane.
That Tyler Glasnow, Austin Meadows trade doesn't get shit on enough, especially since Chris Archer is back on the fucking Rays again.
It is the worst trade.
Worst trades in baseball history.
Worst trade in baseball history, right?
Nah, I mean, the worst trade in baseball history has got to the Red Sox had a pretty bad trade with what's his name? Blanking Bagwell.
Oh, I remember that. But this was terrible. They traded two all-stars.
Yeah.
And they got the same guy back, Chris Archer. Who sucked on Pittsburgh as well. He did not pitch well at all.
Yeah, he wasn't great. He wasn't great in But you could tell that. I mean, his numbers in Tampa, everyone's numbers are kind of skewed in Tampa. They're fucking lab over there, wherever they do to their players. They're not, I wouldn't call them cheaters, but whatever the fuck they do to their players, every player who's nothing becomes somebody in Tampa and then leaves when it's time to get paid. But then they always have somebody else coming up to do the exact same thing. So it doesn't fucking matter.
No, not at all.
It's actually insane.
You got to give credit to Kevin Cash.
Oh, Kevin Cash and that entire front office and the coaching staff. Honestly, they're all incredible.
I think you give it to him again. Coach of the year.
You think?
How do you not? Everybody thought they were going to be a third place team before.
I don't know.
Everybody counted off the race.
As much as people hate on Cora, I still think he has a shot.
I just don't think he. He started off so well, and then
yeah. But I mean, look at what he has to work with. Like everyone, everyone shits on how he handles the bullpen. But who the fuck do you want him to put into the game when they're complaining about when Robles goes into the game or why are you complaining? Who else do you want us to put in the game? We have nobody.
Robles has been one of your best as of late.
I mean, yeah, he shit the bed a couple times, but there's just nobody else to put into the games. The whole bullpen is fatigued. They need a couple days off, and they're never getting them. They have three Thursdays off in September. And two Mondays. They actually have 5 days off in September, which will be great for them. But they're going to have to get that bullpen right if they want to do anything in the playoffs. Yeah, because it has not been pretty.
Especially, that's the same thing with the Yankees.
Yeah.
Chapman looked good last night.
You want to talk about Stanton and Judge?
Oh, Judge has been hitting. I got to say that 2, 3, and 4, well, they usually mix it up, 2, 3, and 4. I would say Rizzo, Stanton, and Judge have been playing absolutely phenomenal this past series, at least. Rizzo is finding his swagger back a little bit.
Judge is almost back up to 300.
Yeah, Judge has been hitting the shit out of the ball. Absolute hitting the shit out of the ball.
Where is Rizzo with the Yankees?
Rizzo, this last series, he doubles, singles.
Yeah. He's Rizzo with the Yankees is batting 250 with a 337 on base, 784 OPS. It's not awful.
I would like to call out Mr. Gallo, though.
Call
him out. He has not been.
Oh, 139.
He has not been playing well.
301 on base. That's impressive, though. To be hitting 139 and still have a 301 on base. He's walking.
He's hit a couple double plays this past week.
Oh, did he?
Which is surprising.
Probably doubled his career total.
Yeah, he doesn't really hit double plays.
No, not at all.
So it's been weird watching that.
Mm-hmm.
That was the story of the night on Tuesday for the New York Yankees. They hit into 5 double plays.
That's incredible. You can only hit into 1 double play an inning.
Yeah.
So that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and five innings they've had that. They lead the league by a million in double plays.
If you had to guess who hits into the most double plays on the Yankees, I have the stat up here.
On the year?
Yep.
I would have to say DJ LeMay.
Nope.
No? Is he close?
Oh, where's DJ? He's tied for second.
Tied for second? I would think so because he's not been lifting the ball at all. Who would be one? Who would be one? I don't know. I would say Stanton.
Yep. Stanton has hit into 18.
That felt like
Stanton. DJ and Gio are tied for second with 12, and then Judge is in third with 11. Tied for third. Gary is also hit into 11.
Is that fuck? He's actually played catching pretty well lately. I can't really complain about
it. Yeah. How many did Gallo have before he came to the Yankees?
9.
In his career?
Yeah.
He's hit 3 since he's been in New York.
I was going to say, he probably has 2 or 3.
It's just the culture over there.
Yeah.
Come over.
Well,
Chapman probably brought Boone probably brought him into the locker room. He was like, hey,
hit double plays,
Gallo,
double
plays, Gallo, listen. I know you like to lift the ball. It's not how we fucking do it here.
Yeah.
We hit into double plays here.
Like, should have heard him in the beginning of the year. Remember when he said,
"Yeah, great, the ball great really teams, well. Great teams hitting the double plays." That's why the Yankees are just a great team. That's why.
I go, that makes no sense. Boom. Okay.
Look at all the great teams in history. They all hit in the fucking double plays.
All of them. Every single one of them.
Every single one. You can't make this shit up.
But I knew DJ was up there. Had to be up there.
Yeah.
Because he has not lifted the ball at all this year.
His batting average went down since the last time we looked. Has he been a little bit of a skid?
He's been up and down.
That contract is going to come back to bite you, I think.
Oh, I agree too.
You had to give it to him, though.
But it's not that bad of a contract.
Yeah, you couldn't let him walk, but he's older than I thought. He's, what is he, 33?
Yeah, 33.
Yeah.
But you would have expected him to get 92, maybe $100 million.
Oh, you had to give him the contract. There was no question.
I don't think it's a bad contract. But, I think the Aaron Hicks contract is a lot worse.
I don't think it's going to pan out as well as it had looked in the beginning. Aaron Hicks is still in the fucking Yankees?
Yeah.
Is he dead?
He seems like it. But he'll be back next year. I wish they traded him.
What happened to him?
I think it's his arm still.
Hmm.
I think.
He was always a threat.
He's an on-base machine as well.
Never terrified of him, but he was always somebody that did something. Oh, he's played a little bit this year.
I think he played a couple games and then he got hurt.
Played 32 games.
Yeah, then
he got 194. Not great. I mean, the beginning of the year, the Yankees, that was everybody, though, so you can't even fault him for that. 30 strikeouts. Ooh, like a 33% strikeout rate.
It was his wrist.
Not great. Just under 33% strikeout rate.
But he's an on-base machine as well as Gallo.
Hicks has the same amount of at-bats with the Yankees this year as Gallo does.
Does he?
Yep.
Probably batting almost the same, it seems like.
194 for Hicks, 139 for Gallo.
What was Hicks' on-base percentage?
Hicks is a little lower. Hicks is 294 on base. Gallo's 301.
See, that's what you get out of Aaron Hicks right there.
Yeah.
That's the Aaron Hicks you get.
Walking machine. If we're talking about somebody that just absolutely loves getting on base, I mean, we've talked about him every podcast so far, but we've got to mention him again, Mr. Kyle Schwarber. This dude, I mean, it seems like he gets on base every fucking time he steps into the plate, ups to the plate. Coming to the Red Sox in 16 games, he's walked 15 times.
Game.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's incredible. That's discipline.
Batting three. He is 100% the most disciplined player on the team. He's batting .333 on base percentage in 16 games is .478. OPS 105.2. Take that. 11 runs, 3 homers. The power's starting to show a little bit. He almost had his moment, man. Oh, that game still hurts. He almost had his moment.
Oh, from last week?
Yeah. Let's talk about this A's series a little bit. So you predicted three to four. You predict 3-4. You go 3-1 in the series. You went 2-2. You split.
Yep. First time the Yankees haven't won a series since the Red Sox series.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes sense. You won every fucking game since it wasn't that difficult.
They won 13 in a row.
Actually, the first time you haven't won a series since before that. You won 1, 2, 3, 4 series before the Red Sox series.
Yeah, then they lost that Red Sox series and then they went on to win other series.
The first time you haven't won a series since the Red Sox series. Oh, the other Red Sox. Okay, so you're talking about the Red Sox series in July.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My bad. That's why I was confused. Mm-hmm. I thought you were talking about the one where they swept the Red Sox.
No. The one they had that debacle.
Yeah. That was an interesting series.
Yeah, that was a very interesting series.
So we talked about the Braves last week. So we can talk about this A's series. First game was tight. That was an interesting game. The Yankees had a 6-0 lead and blew it.
Shambled.
Blew it. We'll talk about it. What happened in that game? Who came from the bullpen and left a giant deuce on the fucking mound?
I'll look that up. All my days are all screwed up.
This is the game one series, Friday night. Thursday night. Sorry.
Yeah, this was a wild one. Absolute fun one. Oh, well, Tyone started the fun with – he didn't have his great stuff in that game either.
Oh, so it was a starting pitcher leaving a deuce on the mound. It wasn't the
bullpen? The bullpen, Abreu came in and he gave up the tying run next inning.
Okay.
And then the bullpen shut the door after with Holmes, Loaisiga, and Chapman. But
Gallo had a fucking nuke in that game.
Oh, absolute bomb. I think Stanton did too.
Yeah, Stanton hit the go-ahead one in the ninth.
Stanton hit an absolute missile.
Right? Is that what it was? The go-ahead one?
I think so.
Yes.
But
Stanton's been hot, man.
Oh, Stanton has been absolutely fuego.
Love that. Fuego. I mean, I don't, but you do.
I do.
You like to see that out of Stanton.
It's fun to watch him.
Yeah, I mean, Stanton's an exciting player to watch when he's not striking out every fucking
every
other at bat. So that brings the Yankees winning streak to 12. Then they go in on
Friday night.
Wasn't much contest.
Nope, and just
get a 5-0 lead. Give up two
in
the
seventh. I tweeted out that night, will the Yankees ever lose again?
Yes, from the rivalry Twitter account. Rivalry_pod.
If you want to, Yankees went on to lose 4 in a row after that.
Yeah, will the Yankees ever lose again? And it turns out they might never win again until yesterday. But after that tweet, you were thinking to yourself, will the Yankees ever win again?
I that was horrible. 0-4 ever since.
0-4 after that tweet. It was not great.
I'm a little nervous. I proclaimed Gerrit Cole the AL Cy Young last night.
Yeah, now he might not make another start the rest of the fucking year.
Or he might just go out there and give up 9 runs.
Yeah, exactly. Then on Saturday.
Yet another close one.
Yeah, another close one. The A's scored 3 early off of Cortez.
And then the Yankees just didn't find their mojo until the ninth. That's when Judge had a 2-run homer.
Off Sergio Romo, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Sergio. Can't believe he's still fucking pitching.
It's incredible. I love him. I give him full respect after that spider attack thing got taken.
And then last game in the series, the one you predicted them to lose, I give you credit. You were right. They did lose it. They did lose it.
That was the first
Tony Kemp is the hero.
Bad lost.
Tony Kemp hit a 2-run homer that game?
Yep. Absolutely.
Bottom of the eighth?
Absolutely. Bullet of a homer.
Off Chad Green.
It was fastball too.
Only throws fastballs.
Yeah, he usually gives up the homers on the curveball.
Oh, gotcha. Not this time.
No, not this time. that was just a missile. Just you blinked and you missed that home run.
Yeah,
And the Red Sox were in Cleveland that week.
The Red Sox were in Cleveland this week, so they
took 2 out of 3.
They did the first game. I mean, every game, I should say. They had a good lead, and then it got a little uncomfortable. They didn't have a lead in the first game. I lied. Friday. I didn't think this was the first game of the series. Wow. Okay. That's why I was confused.
Yeah, they didn't get a lead to the eighth.
First game of the series was the Jonathan Araúz game. Nothing's happening until the fourth inning. Erod gives up 2. Who Erod's been great, honestly. I cannot complain about him at all. And Sox score 1 in the fifth inning and then give up. My computer is not working right now. Give up another one in the seventh. So they're down 3-1. They get first and second, nobody out in the top of the eighth inning. And Jonathan Araúz comes up. He's about to walk, 3-2 count, I believe. And you'd want him to walk, bring up the top of the order, the bases loaded, nobody out. Which I mean, credit to the Indians. They read the scouting report. You give the Red Sox bases loaded, nobody out, and they're just not going to score. That's what they were trying to do, I think. So they get a full count to Araujo's. They're trying to not show all their cards. That's why they threw two strikes. But they had a little meeting at the mound, and they were like, "Come on, you got to walk this guy. We're gonna strike out the next three." That's how it always happens with these Sox. But Araujo's wasn't having any of that. Ball leaked over the plate, hits it over the right field wall for his moment with the Red Sox, and Ottavino comes in to shut it down.
Had him in my fantasy team.
In the ninth inning. There you go. He's gonna start getting a couple more saves, especially with Matt Barnes down on the COVID list.
Yeah, that's why I haven't dropped Ottavino yet.
Yeah.
I felt that he was that it might be a closer by committee over there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean it's gonna be between him and Whitlock for a while. The next game, Red Sox get an early 2-0 lead. Who the fuck started this game? Oh, this is Evaldi's game. Okay. Red Sox get an early 2-0 lead. They blow it. And it ends up being 2-2 for the entirety of the game. It was bizarre. Nobody scored. The Red Sox bullpen pitched great. Indians bullpen pitched great. And then who comes up? Everyone's calling him washed. Everyone's saying he can't hit. He was on an 0-for-20 slump. Can't lie. But Mr. J.D. Martinez comes up and hits Napo Taco, 3-run homer in the top of the 10th inning to give the Sox the lead, and they hold on to it. They gave up one in the 10th, but it doesn't fucking count because of the stupid man on second rule.
I was watching this in Ocean City this weekend with my cousin, who is a Red Sox fan.
Okay.
Cousin Daniel.
What's his opinion on J.D.?
I don't remember what the hell he said on J.D., but I was coming crazy for J.D. I said, he sucks.
And then he hits the homer.
Then he hits the homer, and then it made me look stupid right in my face.
There you go.
I was very surprised. Making
Yankee fans look stupid.
Yes.
And then, oh man, on Sunday, Red Sox have a 4-0 lead. Tanner Houck, no hitter through 5 innings, gets shit on a little bit in 6, like he always does that third time through the order, and not great. They give up 3 that inning. They score another run in the 7th. And then they end up giving 4. They end up giving 1 run in the.
That was a controversial ending.
Yeah. This was the one with the interference call.
Which I thought was the right call.
You couldn't see what happened in any of the angles of the camera. So I don't. It's hard to. Like, I was trying to argue against it. It's hard to argue against if you can't see what happened.
Yeah,
I mean, if the
that took 3 seconds.
It wasn't Bogarts playing short. I forget who it was.
Yeah, it was not Bogarts at shortstop.
It was Jairo Munoz. He was playing second at the time.
Yeah,
but he was over for the relay.
Yeah,
and I mean I guess it's the right call if you're in the base path. And the runner is trying to run and runs into you. The contact could have been done on purpose, which honestly is just a smart play at that point.
Exactly. If you see the guy right.
Yeah, exactly.
You got him.
So, it happens. Right there. The Red Sox ended up losing the game. I think the game should have been tied in the 8th, and then they could have gone on to get another chance. I hate losing the lead in the 8th inning. It's terrible, especially when you're the away team and you just gotta, you know, those 3 outs in the top of the 9th are coming. It's gonna be 1-2-3 every time. It's the fucking worst.
I had to deal with it Sunday and Monday.
Yeah, man. It's the fucking worst, bro.
2 back-to-back 8th inning losses.
Okay, so
this is the worst.
I mean, Araujo's got his moment. I mean, I'm proud of him. I don't think he is a mainstay, but. I mean, it's good to have that little switch hitter with speed on the team.
I'm just so shocked they gave him home still.
That's what I don't understand either. I mean, it would have been a close play at the plate regardless.
I think so too. I think it would have been a lot closer than it looked like.
Oh yeah, I mean, he was out by a mile.
Yeah, he was out by a mile with the interference.
Yeah,
I think if he doesn't get interfered with, that is a bang bang play.
Yeah, 100%. And you never know what happens. That's why I'm just surprised they gave him home plate.
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought because he was out by 40 feet, that's why they gave it to him. But I don't know.
Yeah,
it's the umpire's discretion, I would believe.
Yeah, it's got to be.
So can't argue that. I don't think Cora argued.
I don't think Cora has been very, very calm this year, just because I don't think he wants to get thrown out after everything that happened last year with him being suspended and stuff.
Boone got thrown out like
Boone gets thrown out every fucking game.
Boone got thrown out two innings into the first game of the open game.
Boone gets thrown out every other game, arguing something that makes no fucking sense.
But this was a good. I liked what he did this game for that game because that guy's strike zone was terrible. Absolutely terrible. But
will September be? People think that Tristan Cass is going to get called up. It's not fucking happening.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the rosters expand this month.
They sure did.
What is it? The 28, right?
Yeah, something like that.
28, which I like. I like it not being fucking 40 guys.
Yeah, 40 guys is a bit excessive.
Because you used to fucking get some randos and fucking.
It's only 25 on the postseason roster, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's good to have those guy arms up, but.
But whoever was not on the active roster by September 1st can't be on the postseason roster.
So the Red Sox roster moves 2 days ago or yesterday. Okay, so the Red Sox roster moves on September 1st were Josh Taylor and Sawamura going to the COVID list. Ryan L. Espinal to Worcester or Worcester, I should say. I'm sorry. I'm from Jersey. Don't make fun of how I say Worcester. To Worcester after the last after the game. Steven Gonsalves. It's a fucking interesting name. He came to the major league roster. Hunter Renfroe came back. Brad Peacock started a game for the Boston Red Sox in 2021, which is absolutely insane. And then the day after, they got Jack Lopez and John Schreiber from AAA, and they activated Ryan Brazier and Danny Santana. Nothing too notable. I mean, Ryan Brazier should hopefully help out your bullpen a little bit. Danny Santana does absolutely fucking nothing. Jack Lopez and Jack Schreiber are
leadoff hitter for most of the start of the year.
Ooh, Danny Santana?
Yeah.
Danny Santana didn't come until a little bit later in the year. He came during a series in Philadelphia, hit a home run, and then didn't get a hit for like 2 weeks.
It was a leadoff guy.
Yeah. As our leadoff, back when the Red Sox had the worst leadoff position in history. And then Kike caught fire and helped out there a little bit. Jack Lopez and John Schreiber, I don't think are here to stay. I think it's more COVID-related that they're here.
They were on the taxi squad, I would assume.
Yeah, the taxi squad for COVID. They'll probably be back down at some point.
Who else is on that COVID list for you guys?
Oh, okay, so, it's long. Red Sox COVID list is Kike Hernandez, Christian Arroyo, Sawamura, Bogarts, Matt Barnes, Martin Perez, Coach Ramon Vasquez, Coach Mamos, he's a strength and conditioning coach, and then first base coach Tom Goodwin, and Josh Taylor and Jairo Munoz were the most recent acquisitions to the COVID list.
It's crazy that they still can't get this under control during games.
Yeah, especially because Bogarts came out in the middle of the game.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm.
Yeah, he went out to warm up on the field, and Cora calls him back to the dugout, and now you lose Bogarts for 2 weeks, which is not something that you need right now.
I just think it's crazy that they can't get quick testing this
before
they get on the field.
I mean, the Red Sox are one of the teams that do not have a lot of players vaccinated.
Anti-vaxxers, you fucks.
Bloom was getting on him a little bit. He said it pains him. The players that are not vaccinated pain him.
You see the Nationals VP yesterday resigned because of it. He resigned because he won't be vaccinated, and the Nationals are getting stricter on their vaccination rules.
Interesting. Yeah. But I mean, yes, you can try and convince players to get vaccinated. I don't think, like, this is going into football a little bit, how what's his name is getting investigated.
Urban
Meyer is getting investigated for cutting players who wouldn't get vaccinated. I don't think that's right either.
I don't think that's true. I don't think it's true.
You don't think it's true?
No, I don't. I think they're gonna find it.
Okay. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's their choice. Get vaccinated.
That's why a lot of people thought Bill Belichick cut what's his name, Cam Newton.
Really?
Which, if any Boston fans are out there, or and are Patriot fans, it's Mac Jones season, baby.
Yeah. So Sears is the Yankee fan. The New York fan for baseball. I'm the Boston fan for baseball. But Sears over here, he's a Patriots fan when it comes to football.
Ever since 2006, baby.
Yep. And I'm actually an Eagles fan when it comes to football. So I just will try to say as little as possible.
You fucking cocksucker.
We did. We sure did. Big Dick Nick. Masks are actually going to be mandated at Fenway in indoor spaces.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, like, when you go to the concession stands, I would assume.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised New
Which
York
is interesting. Yeah, I think it's coming back. It's going to. They're trying to stop the spread. I think it's more for the players, honestly.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Which is crazy, but.
I think so, too.
Got to protect those players. So
let's talk about the biggest story in New York right now.
What is it?
The New York Mets. Let's switch from the Yankees and the Red Sox. Can we talk about this New York Mets?
The crybaby fucking Javier Baez. Jesus Christ.
And Lindor.
Yeah, I mean, what did Lindor say? I didn't even see anything.
He was encouraging the thumbs down thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did it as well. I believe after his double.
So anyone who hasn't heard the story, the Mets have been getting booed recently, which is honestly well-deserved. They have been playing like absolute garbage.
They were first place for 90 days, and now
they were the worst first place team in baseball. They were first place for 3 months and were never – I don't know exactly if this is true. I'm throwing it out there, but – I don't think they were ever like more than five games over 500, or if they were, it wasn't by much.
No, it wasn't by
much.
I would say.
Because they're under 500 now, I believe.
Yes, I believe so.
They have a worse record than the Tigers, which is nuts.
Two games under 500.
So they deserved the boos that they were getting. And Javier Baez comes out. And he says that the thumbs down celebration that the Mets are doing is towards the fans. Because if the fans are going to boo them when they're doing bad, then they're going to boo the fans when they're doing good. Which is bizarre. That is the first time I've ever heard a player like come at his own fans, it's nuts.
It's very crazy.
In theory, sign your checks. If they weren't there, you would not be employed.
Nope. Not at all.
It's nuts.
He would not be making his whatever amount of money he is making.
Baez is not cut out for New York. I think that's very.
Imagine he was a New York Yankee.
Yeah, right? I also think that Lindor is not cut out for New York either.
Stanton played one game in New York. One game, went 0 for 5, 5 strikeouts, and he got booed.
Yeah, booed, one game.
Booed his first game in New York. And I've never heard Stanton ever say anything about the fans. Never bitched or moaned.
I mean, all the credit to Stanton. He gets booed the most out of anybody, whether he deserves it or not is one thing. I don't think, I think he gets overheated a little bit by the Yankee fans, but he has never said anything bad about them, at least that I've heard.
I've never heard him say one bad thing ever in my life.
A little bit overhated, I think, Stan. He strikes out a lot, but he's never terrible.
But the fiasco, what is going on in
New York, part of town, crazy.
And then you had the GM yesterday getting a DUI.
Yeah.
And then you had the Mets, I believe Sunday, or was it a couple of days ago, score 5 in the 9th to come back in that hectic game that they played the other day.
I think the best part about the Mets is that Ahmed Rosario is a better hitter than Francisco Lindor this year.
Yeah, Rosario has been playing pretty good, actually.
He's batting .289.
Which is crazy.
10 homers and 49 RBIs. Lindor is batting .221 with 11 homers and 38 RBIs and has been hurt most of the season.
What game was it that they scored 5 in the 9th? It must have been, I think it was Monday. When did they have the little fiasco?
The Mets refuse to win baseball games. Absolutely refuse.
Maybe it was Sunday when they scored 5 in the 9th. Because what's his name lost a $50,000 earring.
Who?
Baez.
No, did he? Of course he did.
Lost a $50,000 earring when he slid into home. I think it was Tuesday. It was Tuesday, yes. Tuesday.
He's probably more concerned about that than the loss.
Had him and Sandy Alderson looking for it after the game.
Oh, they won.
Yeah, they won. They came back in the 9th. Oh, okay. They scored 5 in the 9th. Baez scored the game-winning run. And lost his earring on that slide, the home.
What a bitch.
So him and Sandy Alderson was looking for it all night.
Did they find it?
I don't know. Hopefully they did not.
I hope they didn't either. I hope a player from an opposing team finds it and just sticks in the back pocket.
But then you had yesterday. Today's Thursday, right? You had yesterday Zach Scott fucking getting a DUI while he's driving home.
Yeah.
it's fucking crazy over there.
It's crazy in New York. I think the worst part about it is Steve Cohen on Twitter. Someone needs to take that man's phone away.
It's like,
holy shit. It's awful.
Oh, it is terrible. What did you say? Did you see the tweet that he posted after Baez said that?
No.
He goes, I remember when the biggest controversy we had was the black jerseys. Which I do not like, by the way. They're okay.
He said a couple weeks ago, it's hard to understand how professional hitters can be this unproductive. The best teams have more disciplined approach. The slugging and OPS numbers don't lie. And then 2 days ago, he tweeted, yesterday he tweeted, sometimes baseball can be pure joy. I'm so happy for the players.
Yeah, it's a shit show.
Someone's got to take his fucking phone away. I would love him being that open on Twitter, asking people things. But when you start criticizing your team on Twitter, like, keep that in the clubhouse, man. There's no need.
They're still the same old Mets.
No, they'll never change.
It doesn't matter if you get Jeff Bezos to be this team's owner. This team will always be the same. It doesn't matter.
Buy any player you want, but it doesn't fucking matter.
They will always suck at the end of the day when they come and put on those Mets jerseys. But they are the story of baseball right now.
Oh, 100%.
Because of how crazy it is going over there.
I think that race is over too. I think the Braves are locked for that division.
I do too. Those moves they made at the trade deadline
are working insane. I think they ended up losing last night after Rosario tied it. That was Rosario who tied it, right?
Who, for the Braves?
Yes. I'm pretty sure. Let me double check myself on that, but I'm pretty sure I'm correct.
You see what happened in the Cardinals?
They did end up losing.
You see what happened in the Cardinals? Who did they play yesterday? Reds game yesterday?
Mm-mm.
What's his name? Hit a grand slam, Nick Castellanos.
Okay. And
Mike Smith, the manager of the Cardinals, made the umpire check the bat.
Really?
Yeah.
And I'm assuming nothing came of it.
Nothing came of it. Just Bush League shit.
Eddie Rosario hit a two-run homer yesterday to tie the game against the Dodgers. Dansby.
Oh, yes, the Dodgers won last night.
The Braves the lead. And then the Dodgers won it in the bottom. Well, they didn't win it in the bottom of the eighth. They came back to lead in the bottom of the eighth and then won it in the bottom of the ninth.
And that division.
Joe Kelly earning the save.
That division is going to be fun the rest of the way.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The Dodgers are now the leader in the NL West.
Yep. That the playoffs in the National League are going to be incredible. Because I think the Brewers are also a threat to win it all.
Yeah, I do too. I think their first three in their rotation is probably the best.
Well. 100%.
Besides the Dodgers.
Dodgers, they don't count. Fuck the Dodgers.
Yeah, they don't fucking count. They're fucking, I think Kershaw's done for a year for them too.
Is he?
I think so.
He's That's the okay. They got day. Scherzer now.
Yeah. I think he's on the 60-day IL. And Britton's season's done too.
That's terrible.
They officially announced he's done.
What happened to him?
It's just his elbow, I think. I think it's elbow. What's his name's on his way? Yeah, his left elbow sprain for Zach Britton. What's his name's on his way back to Glaber? He had a home run the other day in his rehab start.
There you go.
I have no idea what Sebby's doing.
Talk a little bit about that Angel series. I don't think we touched on it yet, right?
I don't think so at all. It was just mediocre.
Yeah. I mean, you lost the series.
Yeah, lost the series. Monday, they scored a ton of runs. Just wasn't enough for anybody. Kluber pitched pretty well his first three innings. And then the fourth inning started and just the wheels fell off.
Was it Wandy Peralta that gave up the five runs?
No, Kluber gave up the five runs.
Oh, okay.
Kluber.
Peralta has the loss, though.
The Yankees came back in that game. The offense came alive. Mm-hmm. When you score seven runs in one game, you expect to win.
Sure do.
That's the magic number.
But it doesn't really work like that if you give up seven runs before you get there.
Yeah, it shows you why pitching is so key.
Yeah.
You can score as many runs as you want.
They lost the next game too, 4-6.
Yep.
Or 6-4, however you want to spin that.
Yeah, that was
not great. Tyone gives up the runs there.
Yeah, who's actually been very bad his last two starts.
Ohtani stole home that game.
Yeah, he did. Which
man can do absolutely everything.
Delayed steal.
That's crazy.
I don't know what the hell Gary was doing.
I don't know why they threw the ball through to second base.
Yeah, I didn't either. I didn't understand that because the guy was surely in.
Yeah. Then you ended up getting no outs and a run scored.
Yeah, Ohtani, if they reviewed it, I think he would have been safe again because there was no definitive angle.
Yeah.
It was a bang-bang play.
And then yesterday,
you said
Gerrit Cole's spot in the Cy Young race.
15 strikeouts.
I mean, hard to argue with that.
Didn't give up a run. No, he gave up one run.
I mean, one run. I'll take that.
One run, four hits, seven innings, 15 strikeouts with no walks.
I'll take that any day of the week.
I think from also what Kay said, since his COVID starts, he's gone like 37 innings or something like that. Mm-hmm. Four walks in that span.
That's crazy.
That is just vintage Cole right there.
Yeah.
He does not walk a lot of guys, Cole.
Pretty good. And the Yankees have off today.
Yep, thank God.
A little off day traveling back to play the Orioles. Was
flooded last night.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
It was flooded
crazy here yesterday. There was a tornado 5 minutes from my house.
Was it really? Was it really?
Yeah.
I heard that there was a tornado.
Five minutes from my house. It was insane.
Yeah, but Yankee Stadium was flooded in the outfield.
So touch a little bit on the Rays series. I don't really want to talk about the first two games. Fuck the first two games.
They pitched pretty well yesterday. They
were uncompetitive. Yeah, I'll give a little love to Sale. The first two games, uncompetitive. The Red Sox did not show up. Half a team was there. Bogarts got pulled in the was it the first or second game? I think it was the second. pretty sure it wasn't the first game. Double check on this. Yeah, well, it was the second game because he got an RBI in the first inning and then gets pulled.
No way. That's incredible.
Yeah. He got pulled when they went out to warm up on the field. They pulled him, told him that he had to come back into the dugout. But then yesterday, a little positive. So the Red Sox have their B team going out, a little taxi squad action, but they do have Sale on the mound. And he's looking good through the first two innings. Sox give him a run in the second inning.
Which has been the story of him.
Off of a Vasquez RBI. And he's been looking good. And then Wander Franco comes up and hits a home run that only would have been out in 8 out of 30 MLB ballparks, and it had an expected batting average of 100.
Does he still have that on-base streak?
Does he? I'm not sure.
I think those streaks are so stupid.
Yeah, on-base streaks aren't anything to write home about.
I think they're so dumb. It's like he gets on base, cool. Like you can get on base from an error.
Yeah, exactly.
That counts as your streak extending. It makes no sense.
But Vasquez gives you an RBI in the second inning. He went ahead 3-for-4 game. And then Wander Franco hits that 2-run homer in the third. Nothing happens the rest of the game. Sales cruising a little bit, looking good. And then the Red Sox are down 2-1. Seventh inning comes, and Vasquez hits a solo homer. Love to see that. And then the eighth inning, nothing happens. And then in the top of the ninth, Jaron Duran hits a little slow grounder through the hole between the first baseman and the second baseman. Devers scores from second base. And you give Ottavino the save. This game, I mean, this is what you want out of the bullpen in a Sale start. You get 6 innings from Sale, 6 hits, 2 runs, 2 walks, only three strikeouts, not great, especially against a team that strikes out a lot. But, I mean, as long as you're not giving up runs, I don't really care how you get the outs.
They lead the league in strikeouts.
Yeah, they do strike out a lot. Sale did not get those strikeouts that you expect him to get. And then Whitlock comes in, gives you 2 innings, 2 hits, no runs, who just vintage Whitlock, which is crazy to say vintage Whitlock after the first year, but you've just come to expect that from him. He has a 1.52 ERA. In his first year, and is not even on the ballot. He's not even going to be on the ballot for Rookie of the Year, which I think is atrocious. And then Ottavino comes in and gets you the save again. 2 strikeouts, no walks, no hits. So, I mean, the bullpen looked pretty good last night. If you can sneak out a split tonight against the Rays and gain a half game on the Yankees, I mean, you can't really ask for more.
No, can't.
Especially with your B squad going out there. I think Kike will be back soon. I think it'll be a couple days for Bogarts. It's all retroactive to when they first got contacted with COVID, so I'm not really sure the exact dates, but hopefully
also depends on if some of them are vaccinated. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, exactly. It's very confusing. The A's are winning 5-0 right now, too, so it's kind of a necessity to win tonight's game. But let's give some bets. Okay, we can end off the episode with some bets today.
Let's talk about the Padres real quick.
The Padres. Oh, we can talk about some upcoming series too. Let's give some love to those upcoming series for the Red Sox and the Yankees.
I can't believe the Padres are just like falling further and further away.
Yeah, the Padres, especially, Blake Snell with that no-hitter
through
7 innings the other day, and then gets pulled.
As usual,
yeah. He's gonna ask for a trade from the Padres now. They just hate letting that man pitch.
It's incredible that they're not even leading the wild card right now.
Yeah.
They are half a game out of the Cincinnati Red.
I think that's also a product of how good the Giants are.
But it's just their pitching has – they spent all this offseason dependent
on getting pitching. And it kind of sucks. Worked. You don't have Clevinger.
Yeah.
You don't have Is Lamet pitching? I don't think he's
Lamet pitching, pitched right? The other day. He pitched the other day. He came back off the IL, came back and one inning, three strikeouts. I like Lamet. I like Lamet a lot.
Yeah, I mean the Padres are just you hate to see that for them. Hopefully they can pull it together because they're a fun team to watch in the postseason.
Yeah, I would love to have seen. I would love to see a Giants. Giants. What the hell is their name? Padres or Padres Dodgers?
Yeah, any Padres Dodgers series is absolutely must watch TV.
Like I like the Cincinnati Reds. I would love for them to get in,
but not at the expense of the Padres.
Yeah, not at the expense of the Padres. I would love to see the Padres more in. As much as I do love Nick Castellanos.
Let's talk some upcoming series.
The Yankees got Baltimore.
The Yankees have Baltimore coming up. The Red Sox have the Indians coming up. So
good old Baltimore. I mean,
not great. The Indians are 7-3 in their last 10, so they've been playing pretty good baseball. They're back ahead of the Tigers for second place in that god-awful AL Central.
The NL East is worse, though.
I have to apologize to all my Mets fans out there. The Tigers actually have a worse record than the Mets now.
Yeah, by like
a few days ago. It was a few days ago that the Tigers had a better record than the Mets.
Yeah, it's by two games.
I didn't mean to disrespect anybody out there.
It's only two games, so let's not go crazy yet. They still suck.
Yeah.
63-71, and the Mets are 65-67. Which is, do they still have more games to make up? Because that is.
Yeah, they've got to.
They had so many rainouts to start the year and COVID issues.
But the Red Sox have they have another game against the Rays tonight. You'd love to sneak out a sweep. You got Erod on the mound, who's been pitching pretty good against McClanahan, who when McClanahan throws strikes, I don't know how anyone in their fucking right mind hits this guy. He's absolutely fucking filthy.
Yeah, he's absolutely dirty, McClanahan. But that's his problem. That's his problem. He can't locate.
Which blows because he would be an insane pitcher to face that Rays team. What?
I said Jinx, you owe me a soda, by the way.
Sure do.
But the Yankees go on to play Baltimore and Toronto.
I mean,
which the Toronto series will be fun.
Yeah, always is.
And then they play the New York Metropolitans.
Ooh, that'll be a fun series to watch.
Yeah, that'll be a fun one. They do the anniversary need on 9/11.
The Yankees would need some revenge against the Mets for beating them earlier in the year. I hope they don't get it. But
I'm excited for the September 11th game a little bit.
Yeah, do they always do it against the?
No, they did it this year because of the
20th anniversary.
The 20th anniversary.
Okay.
So that's really cool.
Yeah, that's gonna be a cool game.
That should be fun. And they make up against the Minnesota Twins, and then they play the Baltimore Orioles again. The wild card is in their hands. There's no way they could lose it.
Red Sox have the Indians. Then they go on to play the Rays again, which I just want to get rid of the Rays, honestly. And then you got the White Sox. And then the Mariners.
Tough schedule.
Yeah, I mean, it's just those two series, honestly. And then it's the Mariners. Who you just need to win those games. And if the Red Sox win that series, there's nobody coming for them in the wild card. As long as the A's just get out of the picture, the A's piss me off. Then you got the Orioles. You got six games left against the Orioles in a 2-week span. So, I mean, that's great.
Where's Moneyball on your list?
Of movies?
Yeah, baseball movies.
I love Moneyball. I would have to say top three would have to be like Sandlot, Major League, Moneyball. Not in any order.
Which Major League?
First one?
Yeah. The first one was a classic.
For the Love of the Game is also an underrated movie. No one ever talks about that.
John Heyman at it again. Can't spell hand right. But the Mets have signed Brad Hand.
Oh, really? He sucks.
And then the Red Sox just claimed Tyler Molitor.
Yeah, I have no idea who the fuck that is. He's an infielder.
Yeah, Red Hand. Who?
The Sox get three against the Orioles, two against the Mets, three against the Yankees, three against the Orioles again, and then they finish off with three against the Nationals. So, I mean, you've got some must-win series in there. and you've got some series that you just want to squeak a few out in order to preserve your position in the wild card game. And other than that, I mean, there's not much.
Be fully healthy by then.
Yeah, and hopefully by the end of mid-September, I mean, in the next week or so, the Red Sox have their team back to full strength. And I mean, the silver lining is I hope these guys aren't sick, terribly sick with COVID. I hope it's just mostly asymptomatic stuff. I haven't heard much about any symptoms that they're feeling. But I mean, maybe at the end of these 2 weeks, it'll be good to have gotten them some rest. I know Josh Taylor needed it. I know Matt Barnes needed it. And Bogaerts can always use some rest. He always plays a lot of innings. And so maybe there's a silver lining behind all this, that the Red Sox will come back stronger from their COVID season. I mean, and they're 1-0 in September, so you can't really ask for more.
Can't go 1-0.
Just go 1-0 every day.
There you go. That's a mantra to have.
There you go.
What a name belt, Tyler Motor.
You got any betting tips for me tomorrow? I want to make some money tomorrow. What do you have?
You want to make some money?
I want to make some money tomorrow.
We got a lot of pitchers scheduled this time.
We do. Come on, we can give some real advice here.
Well, you got to go with the Yankees. I hate betting on the team that you like.
But I mean,
they're playing the fucking Orioles.
You can always take anyone who plays against the Orioles. You can always take the -1.5.
Yeah, that too.
The Red Sox are going against the Indians. The Indians don't have a pitcher. Any pitchers actually announced for this series. But you can never bet against Eovaldi, and Eovaldi's going in the first game. So if you want a little parlay, Yankees -1.5, Red Sox money line.
I would actually do. I like the Phillies tomorrow. Gibson on the mound against the Marlins.
Hmm.
You know what's been very good this year?
What?
The Keiko first five. Wow, that was loud.
Really?
Yeah, he pitches first five.
A really interesting game is this Cardinals Brewers game.
Yeah, I like that. I like
because Wainwright is pitching like he's fucking 22.
Yeah, he can pitch, but he's got a 2.97.
And then Freddie Peralta for the Brewers. That's going to be a fun game to watch.
I do like the Brewers in that one.
I like the Braves against the Rockies with the on the mound.
Yeah, he's been pitching pretty well.
And then the Angels with Ohtani on the mound against the Rangers is also a fun one to watch.
See, that's the only person I'm scared about in this Cy Young race.
Ohtani? Really? You think he's the biggest threat?
Because the MLB just likes to suck his dick.
Yeah, I just for pitching though, I don't think he's going to qualify. He's not going to have nearly enough innings to qualify for any ERA title or anything like that. And I still go back to
when he won the Rookie of the Year. Should have never won Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Miguel Andujar deserved that Rookie of the Year.
Oh yeah, I believe that, but it's Ohtani
that year.
It's Ohtani.
He looked phenomenal, and then you got an awesome series this weekend. Absolute Dodger Giants.
Yep, that series is going to be fun. That's David Price on the mound in the first game of that series.
He's been back and forth between the bullpen and the
He has a 3 ERA in the threes.
Yeah, 4-2.
Don't hate it. I think that Sunday night game is going to be absolutely insane with Walker Buehler on the mound. They haven't announced a pitcher for the Giants yet, but that game will be fun to watch. Cy Young Buehler.
Then you got Astros Padres.
Ooh, that'll be fun too.
Jake Arrieta on the mound for the Padres tomorrow.
Okay.
So hammer the Astros.
Absolutely hammer the Astros. Arrieta fucking blows. Okay, so our betting tips, we got the Red Sox, Yankees -1.5.
Then I would do Braves. Yeah, I would do Braves, Phillies, Brewers.
Yeah, Braves, Phillies, Brewers, and possibly the under for the Cardinals Brewers game.
Yeah, I would do under, looks good too. As well.
Remember, this is not financial advice.
No, we don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Well, I think that's a good spot to end it.
Yeah, I do too. Guys, I'm not gonna lie to you. We basically winged this entire thing.
Yeah, this was not a fun week for baseball. I mean, the Red Sox, a lot of COVID, school starting. I was a little busier, But I think we did pretty good.
I think so. I think this was a good episode.
Fun. Yep.
Happy. Yeah, happy you guys listened to us. Hopefully you guys listened to the entire thing.
Yep. And we'll see you next week.
See you next Thursday. We'll be right back.